finding pregnancy support you can trust is worth celebrating. Getting it on sale is worth belting Beyonce in your car. That's right. Ritual's Black Friday sale is on. Support your body's new nutrient needs with their clinically backed prenatal multivitamin. Or give back to your gut with Natal Biotic, a probiotic supplement for trying, pregnancy, and postpartum to support digestive, vaginal, and baby's immune health. At Ritual, quality is top priority. All of their supplements are clean, third-party tested for heavy metals, and 100% made traceable. Because you deserve high-quality support at every stage of your pregnancy journey. Cut prices without cutting corners and get their best savings on their best supplements with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You won't find a better deal on science-backed pregnancy supplements than at Ritual's Black Friday sale. Get what you really deserve, like a prenatal you can trust. Made with bioavailable key nutrients, it even earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. Save 40% on your first month at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, welcome back. Today we're going to be talking about the different types of rest. It's not just sleep, okay? Rest doesn't just mean you're sleeping or meditating or laying outside. Like, there's so many different forms of rest. In this video, I'm going to go over the four types of rest and why you may need each type of rest, in what situation you want to use it, how to do it, and everything you need to know. So keep watching, it's going to be a quick overview for you. The first type of rest is physical rest. This is what people generally think about when you think about rest. This is your body is tired. You need to sit on a couch, sit on a chair, get comfortable, put on those loose pieces of clothing, put on comfortable clothes, you know, hang out. It all has to do with relaxing your body. You don't want to be exercising, walking around, lifting heavy things. Physical rest is most common when you're sick. You may need it when you've been doing a lot of physical work and you need to let your body to rest. Some people need physical rest when they have emotional things come up, because sometimes crying a lot can make you very tired, so you need to lay your body down and rest. Sometimes you may have to combine physical rest with other types of rest, which I'm gonna go over right now. The second type of rest is mental rest. This is so common, especially nowadays, especially if you work at a job where you are working on a computer, or you go to school, or anything where you have to use your brain. You have to use your logical skills. You have to think about things, analyze things. If you're doing math all day, this is going to fatigue you mentally. So the way to get mental rest is by turning off your brain. Don't use your brain. Sounds easy, right? Easy forms of mental rest can be going for a walk, using your body instead of your mind. So looking at nature, walking outside, sitting in silence, watching a comedy, listening to an audiobook, something where you don't have to exert mental force. You can be in a passive state mentally and you don't have to like think about things too much. I would suggest that you take a more natural approach to it and go for a walk, or maybe sit in silence, get some sun if it's possible. Something else, maybe cooking or doing something with your hands, not necessarily watching content, because the content that you may be watching maybe is not positive. Maybe it has like underlying negativity to it. It's not going to like satisfy you and make you feel mentally rested. So be very selective with what you're consuming. Just make sure that you're in a passive mental state. The third type of rest is social rest. Social rest is when your social battery has run out. you don't want to talk to anyone, you don't want to interact with anyone, you don't want to listen to anybody, you just want to be by yourself. This is most likely needed if you have spent a lot of time with other people around you and you're feeling kind of angry, maybe you're feeling a little bit snappy. If you start to feel snappy towards people, it's likely that you need some social rest. You need to take some time away from people to recharge your social battery because you're becoming impatient very fast and very easily with people around you that maybe don't necessarily deserve it. So if you find yourself like feeling very irritable around other people specifically, then that is a very clear sign that you need some social rest. I know this can be a lot easier said than done. It's hard to get time alone with ourselves if we live with family or if we live with other people, but maybe like going somewhere by yourself for a few hours where you don't have any responsibilities and just like turning off your phone, not contacting anyone and just having some alone time for yourself, like booking a spa day or something if you can, that would be really nice for you. Doing something where you don't have to interact with people and you can just kind of focus on yourself. This would be a great day to bring your journal with you. That way you can write out anything you're feeling, kind of let it go. The fourth type of rest is emotional rest. This doesn't mean that you're not feeling emotions. This means that you are allowing yourself to express your emotions. So emotional rest essentially means that you need to let it all out. We get emotionally fatigued when we are putting on a front, when we are not being truthful with how we feel, when we are suppressing our emotions, when we are being fake to others or being passive aggressive, when we're not speaking our truth, when we're not speaking how we feel, expressing how we feel, we get emotionally exhausted. Dealing with stress, dealing with trauma, sadness, and not properly letting it process throughout you and like move through you and naturally get to that point of acceptance, then you may feel really stressed and really anxious. You may be irritable, you may be feeling depressed, you may be feeling physically like you have no energy even though you sleep a lot. That may be a sign of emotional stress and maybe you need to book a session, you know, with someone to talk to them about how you feel, mental health professional, maybe a coach, maybe a therapist. Maybe you just need to talk to your friend about it. Maybe you just need to journal about it. Maybe you just need to quietly sit in your room and talk it out with yourself. Maybe you need to record a video of yourself saying how you feel and then watching it back. You know, sometimes these things just need to be let out. And you need to release everything that you've been holding onto emotionally. So this may be you need to heal from a past mistake or a past resentment that you have towards somebody. Look to your emotions. If you feel like you have some kind of health issue or some kind of physical thing going on or mental thing going on and there's no like scientific cause for it, like the doctors don't know where it's coming from, like you've gotten multiple opinions, like nobody knows, then it's possible it's just from your emotions. Because oftentimes when we have emotional trauma, it manifests in different ways. Like it manifests in like back pain or headaches, migraines. You can't sleep or you can't eat or you're physically tired or you're showing signs of depression and anxiety. It could just be that you need emotional rest and you need to let it out. And let yourself process things that you need to process and move through them. A few tips about making sure that you're getting enough rest. It's possible to create an environment where it's set up for rest. So making sure that in terms of physical rest, your bedroom is set up for success. You're not watching TV late at night before you go to bed. Right, you're not having super bright lights in your bedroom. You have like mood lighting, you have essential oils, you have nice candles, you have nice comfortable blankets, pillows, You make sure that you have good blinds so you're able to create a dark environment when you're sleeping. You make sure that when you wake up, you get good sunlight. You don't go on your phone right away. You set yourself up to get the best possible physical rest. And then when it comes to mental rest, you want to make sure that you have certain boundaries when it comes to the work that you do with your mind. So if you work at a job that requires a lot of mental analytical energy, then you have those boundaries where you always take your break. You always go for a walk every hour or so. You always take a bathroom break every however long, right? You have these boundaries for yourself so you're able to give your mind a break. You know, maybe take a 5-minute walk or just go outside and look at the sky for a little bit to give your eyes a rest from looking at a computer. These little tiny things and habits, little boundaries that you create can be so, so helpful and make such a huge difference in your overall mental health and feeling mentally rested. Same thing for social rest. Having those boundaries that you have somewhere to go, you set those limitations for how long people are going to be around you, how long you're going to be around others. You have areas, places you can go that you can be in solitude. Creating those opportunities for yourself, being kind to yourself, allowing yourself to take that time apart from others to get that social rest that you need. And then with emotional rest, I already went over this a little bit, but taking the time to speak to a professional, speak to a coach, a therapist, your friends, your family, speaking to yourself, journaling, giving yourself that space to express how you feel, acknowledge how you feel, acknowledge any and all emotions, and let them move through you. You know, choose how you want to respond to these emotions. Maybe you just need to feel it and let it go. Maybe you're feeling this because you need to change something in your life. So there's room for everything. There's always room for growth. There's always room for more love and compassion towards yourself or others. But at the end of the day, these are all the different kinds of rest that you may need. And I've given you lots of little tips that you can use to deal with it and how to know whether you're feeling some type of way or whether you need some kind of rest. You know what you're feeling. You know what you need. Always follow your intuition. And as much as you want to listen to advice, you also want to follow your intuition, follow your gut. Make sure that what you're doing is what you truly think is the best way for you to do. Okay? With that being said, feel free to go binge watch the rest of my videos. Don't forget to subscribe and like this video. Don't forget to share this with a friend if you found this helpful. That way maybe you can help somebody else. I love you and I hope you have a great day. Bye. Mwah.